Okay, Peg, I tried to use our ATM card. I stuck it in. It spit it out. And it laughed at me.
Sound familiar? How many times have I told you, Al? You gotta stick it in the right way. And you know, pressing the right buttons wouldn't hurt either.
Peg, you gotta stop wasting all our money.
I'm not wasting it. I'm investing it.
Yes, Peg, and nothing appreciates faster than these little rascals' Last Supper commemorative plates.
Doesn't alfalfa make a haunting Judas? You know, these aren't available in any store.
Whereas food, which often appears on the plate, is.
Oh, forgive him, Buckwheat. He knows not what he does.
Peg, this home shopping has got to stop.
Okay, Al.
Where are you going?
I am going to Shopaholics Anonymous. First, I need a new dress. Hey.
Daddy, I need $100 for something really, really, really important.
Pumpkin, you're not going to buy another bridge, are you?
What would I do with 6 bridges? No, it's for my acting career. I'm taking an improv class. You know, improvisation where you make things up.
Why don't you make up $100?
Okay, thanks. Wait a minute. How am I supposed to make up money I don't have?
Ask your mother.
Great news, everybody! It's official.
Aw, Illinois finally recognized the sacred bond between you and your hand.
Just like the sacred bond between you and anyone with a shiny new penny. Dad, I just got a big infomercial for one of my new clients.
Hey, 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 hey now, does that mean that you're making money?
Well, not like you tried to do at Kinko's, but...
That would have worked if I had sprung for the color copies.
Anyway, I'm earning my money.
Well, son, if you're earning money, that means you can pay some rent.
Rent?
Now, son, it was one thing when you were in school, which, by the way, I never approved of.
Why me? Why don't you charge Kelly rent? Or Mom?
Well, son, Kelly hasn't slept here in years. And if I try to charge your mother rent, she might expect... things.
No way am I paying rent for that dump.
Well, then you know the drill, bud. The best shopping carts are at Food Town.
For my improv class. So give me a situation.
Daddy's watching the baseball game.
Got it.
Now Daddy's mowing the lawn.
Lawn, damn kids, damn wife. Forget it, Peg. No sex tonight. Okay, honey, just as well. Improv class.
Yes. Best money I ever spent, with all due respect to the My Three Sons Holy Trinity serving tray.
Well, son, where you been?
I slept in Lucky's doghouse. Do you have any idea what it's like sleeping with somebody who's constantly panting and licking you and wagging their tail all in your face?
Oh. Welcome to my world, sir.
This isn't fair, Dad. He didn't charge me anything when I lived upstairs.
Well, that's because that was a less desirable location. That was near your mother.
All right, fine. How much rent do you think would be fair?
Son, I got that all figured out. It's based on a very complicated formula that I've been working on since the day that you were born.
Oh, look, it's Bud's baby book.
Hey, I didn't know you guys kept one of those for me.
Well, sure.
Oh, and now look at this. Baby's first expense.
Yeah, one broken condom.
Oh. Oh, and look, Bud, your first pacifier.
Sock.
You know, I think if we gave him a little more rubber when he was teething, he wouldn't be dating it now.
Oh, look, Bud, your first words.
Bud need food. Bud want food. Ouch.
Nobody likes a whiny baby, Bud.
Why aren't there any pictures of me in here?
Well, frankly, son, you were one ugly baby.
Well, I thought you were beautiful.
Oh, come on, Peg. You used a diaper's face.
That's because he was colicky.
Oh, no, son, it's all here. Every fond moment and every cent that you cost me from the time you were born. One, sir, that's 65 cents.
You still writing it all down?
Oh, no, we're way beyond that.
This is insane. Okay, fine. I'll pay you $200 a month, but I want to make it legal. Here's a check, and here's a lease.
That's a deal!
Great. Now that I'm paying you, you can make the repairs.
What repairs?
Look, I know my rights. As your legal tenant, I can report you to the housing authority.
And as your legal father, I'd give you five across the eyes. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that basement.
This basement is condemned.
On what possible basis?
For one thing, I'm standing in raw sewage.
Ma'am, your control problems are not my concern.
What about these rats?
Well, how did they get in here?
They're trying to get out.
This wiring is clearly substandard.
Well, now that's impossible. I did the work myself.
Mr. Bundy, you've had a month to get this place in shape.
Well, you've had your whole life to get in shape. You don't see me condemning you.
That's it. Mr. Bundy, you are a slumlord. And by the power vested in me, by the Department of Housing, you are confined to this basement until you agree to make repairs.
What? Well, what if there's a fire? Those wires are clearly substandard. What the hell are you doing?
An electronic mobility limitation device. It'll prevent you from leaving the premises.
Much like your hips in a turnstile.
If you come within 2 feet of this device or 10 feet from it, you will be shot.
Yeah, right. Like, that scares me. Like, this call is going to keep me in this hellhole.
Come get me. Come on. Go on. Fascinating. Despite 3 hours of negative conditioning, the subject continues to go for the food.
What an idiot. You know, I think Daddy needs some exercise.
No. We are not letting him out.
Oh, no. I was just thinking about getting him one of those, you know, those giant hamster wheels.
Where do you think you're going to get one of those?
Duh, at the giant hamster store.
Note to journal regarding long-term subject. IQ still plummeting. No sign of bottom. Dad, are you gonna make the repairs?
No! You degenerate little ingrate!
Hey now. That language might have been okay when I was a child, but now that I'm paying rent, I expect to be treated like an adult.
An adult? You still live at home!
You still work at the mall!
Yeah, well, I must have paid off because I'm up for assistant manager. If I can ever get out of here.
Well, you can get out of here when you make the repairs.
No way! It's a matter of principle. Maybe I can bribe my way out. How about $100?
That's Kinko's money. Forget it.
Okay, 200. 300. No way! What, do you think this stuff is free? Every $100 bill costs 8 cents.
Where's the original?
Well, I left the original in the copy machine!
Idiocy, obviously hereditary. In females.
Oh, Al! You promised to take out the garbage!
Gee, I'm sorry, Peg, I'd love to, but one more shock and my liver will be medium well.
Hey! Jefferson! I'm stuck!
Well, divorce her, just leave me out of it.
I came here to rescue you, but there's a really big spider coming right towards me.
Hey, getting stuck down here is the best thing that ever happened to me.
What are you talking about, Al? This is a prison.
This isn't a prison. Upstairs is a prison. That's hard time. Warden Red always threatening to stick me in the hot box.
Okay, let me get this straight. Al is stuck here. And I get to torture him. Here's another 100.
Well, you enjoy yourself. But remember, you gotta be out by 2. You'd be surprised at how many people want to torture Dad.
No, I wouldn't.
So, Dad, are you sure you're having fun?
Yep.
Well, in that case, let's play Wheel of Torture. Our first contestant hails from next door. She's a banker, an avid golfer, and quite a screamer in bed. You live next door. You hear things.
Oh, what you gonna do, bud? Peck my eyes out? Sit on me till I crack?
Now, did I ever tell you about how I became a feminist? It all started when I read The Feminine Mystique and I threw away my lady chic.
Yeah, that's 2 mistakes.
Did you ever notice how the nipples on that poster seem to follow you around the room? That is so degrading to women. Anyway, my true awakening occurred when I decided to take charge of my own orgasms. And oh well, how my womanhood blossomed.
Oh God, how my stomach is churning.
You know, I couldn't have done it without the support of my women's group. One day, we all sat in a circle, naked but non-judgmental. And then all 6 of us pulled out our hand mirrors. And guess what happened?
42 years of bad luck.
That day inspired an epic poem. I think that I shall never see my G-spot smiling back at me.
Ooh. Gotta give you credit, big guy. Can't believe that didn't break you.
You forget who I'm married to. Torture is my middle name.
Well then, let's meet guest number two. She's an aspiring actress, an annoying sister, and she's just mastered the alphabet. Kelly Bundy, come on down!
How, Daddy?
Kelly will now improv the history of the United States. Enjoy.
Is that your real name, John Smith? Me think 'em this one big kiss off. Sorry, Chief Thunderpants.
Ah, what a glorious day for our new country. We defeated the British, and I have a new baby boy. I'm gonna name him Bob Dole. General Sherman, you've lit more than Atlanta on fire. As God is my witness, I will never be horny again.
Houston! We have a problem! We can see Uranus! We seem to have an asteroidal flare-up! Hey!
He still won't make the repairs. He is so stubborn.
You should see him on bath night.
Well, I did my best with the Chinese daughter torture.
All right, somehow we got to come up with the perfect torture for Daddy. Now, what does he find really repulsive and unbearable? Why are you looking at me?
Boy, a couple of years, this stuff really builds up. No, it's not half bad down here. A couple of repairs, a fella could live down here. Who's there?
It's time for your conjugal visit. Shut up, Al. You're my bitch now.
Oh, the horror. The horror. Huh?
No, no, Peg, no, I can't. Skinned, I'm bruised, and I got a press-on nail stuck in my butt.
Relax, Dad.
Oh, son, thank God. Son, get me out of this thing before that thing comes back.
Promise to make the repairs?
Okay, son. You win. You win.
Well, gee, Dad. Mom left teeth marks all over your neck.
No, son, that was me. I tried to sever my own jugular. Damn clotting.
Okay, I'll let you go, but you gotta promise to give me a head start.
Well, sure, son. What do you think? I'm gonna track you down like a dog and kill you? Sure, a normal father would do that, but we're Bundys.
Oh, God. What does that mean? You're gonna eat me?
No, bud, I don't want to give you a pat on the back. See, son, I never thought you took much after me. I always thought you were more of a wanker than a Bundy.
Why?
Well, you know, your laziness, your sloping forehead, your ability to catch flies with your tongue.
This is what you call a pat on the back?
Well, no, son. See, now, you got mad like anybody would, but you got mad and even. See? That makes you a part of the Grand Bundy tradition. Yeah, I'll never forget my old man. Sweet guy. Sold my Schwinn for the price of a drink. I was so mad at him, before he knew it, I enlisted him into the army. By the time he came back from Korea, boy, he was so ticked off, it's a good thing he was in a wheelchair.
It's a beautiful story, Dad.
The point is, I think that deep down, my dad was proud of me.
Well, he said that?
Well, not in so many words, but he blinked twice for yes.
So, you're saying you were proud of me for the way I tortured you?
That I am, bud.
Guess I learned from the best.
Son.
Dad.
Hey, pal. What do you say we fix this place up together?
All right, but let's go get a burger first.
Fine! On me!
All right!